Well, we're 9 weeks back training. This time last year, we were the week before the league started, we were training, you know. And we appointed a new manager, Ben Rubin. He was head of the Ballyrain Academy. And he's brought in his own plan of doing things, like he's running sort of the reserves and the first team. And he trains the whole lot together. For training, last year we might have five or six turned up. Now we have 24 is the minimum amount turns up for training.
So that's encouraging. And as we said before, just starting this interview, you get cycles of having a good squad of players, then you get dips down through the years. I'm sure you've seen it all. The hope would be that this is the start of maybe a new upward curve.
Yeah, well, we lost senior players. Like, they want to play in the Premiership. There's no problem with that. We have no hassle with that. And then we're really reduced to four or five of the senior players, like Marty McDade and David Craig, Ian Ward, Barry Gallagher and James McCahill, and Shane Durning. But all the rest are youngsters. Like, you're talking about 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds. And then you might have a couple of 21s and 23s. But they're playing great football. That's the best thing about it. Mm-hmm. And like we said to Ben, as long as they're competitive, that is what it's about. Not to be, you know, we have to go out and be seen to be doing something, you know. Style of play that they're playing is very good. They're playing attractive football, you know. Like, they were unlucky last Saturday against Aranmore. We were on top of the game against Aranmore, except when we got a player sent off, and that really, you know, created an imbalance. And the same happened on Sunday. Like, we were 2-2 against Gweedore Celtic, and they had a man sent off before, but then we had somebody sent off, you know. It's just them things, like.
And it is going to take time for some of the newer guys maybe to gel and for Ben to stamp his own opinions on the game and the way he wants them to play. But it's such a strong soccer town, you know, and people do get behind you. Off the field of play, Swilly Park itself, there's been developments there over the last year or so.
Yeah, well, we've redone the AstroTurf. We've redone the field. We put fencing up. We spent about, I'd say, nearly 180,000 this last couple of years in it. And we put in that. We got a donation there through the former chairperson, Ailish Tolan. And we put in that. It's like a coffee dock and a video analysis room. And now we've done with Stadia Sports. They have the camera installed and all for doing the match analysis and all. And eventually we hope to put in 124-seaters where the old red stand was, and then to put where the old red room is, put in new dressing rooms there. It's going to take money and time, but like the hard-working committee we have there, like, they're willing to work. That's one thing about them, you know.
What about the underage side of things? Have you many youngsters involved?
We have 157 altogether, from under-6s up to under-16s. We had no youth team, but the players that we would normally have as things were playing with other teams during the youth league. But it's a progress. Like, Barry Hart there and Paul Stevens have an under-16 team. Very good footballer, very well coached and all. Then under-14s, there's only one team at under-14, and that's Connell and Christian Gourney and them. But they're coming on, you know. We haven't got the numbers. Like, we used to be the top team for getting the numbers. We used to have an awful amount of players. But now you have Bonagie and you have Letterkenny, and they're all at it now, you see. So the numbers that we're getting is less than what we used to have, you know. But we're still working with what we have, you know. And they're playing good football. They're being coached properly. And that's the main thing about it, you know.
So this weekend, there's the first team in action against Rathmullen Celtic. That'll be an interesting local derby.
I'd say Rathmullen would be one of the favourites to come out of that league. The same with Milford. Because, I mean, well, Milford are in transition too, because they've a lot of younger players. But Rathmullen have a seasoned team as such, and that, like, they got players in from Lagan Harps as well, you know, which will be a big addition to them. Like, it's always a feisty affair. But, I mean, it's good football. Like, the last time there was a couple of minutes to go and they were 2-0 up, we ended up winning it 6-3, you know.
A typical Monday morning in Remelton, if you're walking about, one of the first things people will always chat about is the weekend, because there's great interest in the club throughout the town.
There is, I, but there always has been. Like, I'm involved with this club for 40 years. And, you know, there always has been, because I was just saying, like, Marty McDade there played for us at under 12 when we went to the Mars six-a-side for St. Mary's. Like, Marty was playing that time, and he's still playing, and that's 27 years later.
And if you, look at the team sheet, there's always names that you would associate with players of the past, so that sort of that family tradition continues.
Well, not only that, too, when you see not so long ago, the three captains for the three North West clubs in the League of Ireland were all ex-Tralee Rovers players. Colin with Harps, you had Barry McNamee with Derry, and you had Shane McFadden with Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, and it's incredible when you look at the number of players from Remelton who have played senior soccer with clubs all over the country and beyond, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. And, I mean, the biggest problem we had, at one stage, we had contact with six premier clubs in England, but the Brexit destroyed all that on us, you know, because we were able to get players over for trials and there was no problem with it. And but now that's all gone because... you have to go a funny way about today to get anyone over to England, you know.
And no doubt the hope will be that you'll be back in the top tier in the not-too-distant future. And
Well, the top tier could be another thing, because the way it is at the moment, there's a couple of clubs in that top tier and they're going to rule the roost unless they're put into the League of Ireland third division.
And that is certainly going to be interesting to see how that third tier materialises. Just to conclude matters, hopes for the season, what would you feel yourself? Can you push to be up there, or is it a case of sort of steadying the ship and preparing?
We're really steadying the ship, but at the same time we would hope like to be pushing near the top. If we are, if we're not, we're not going to panic about it, because this is going to take a couple of years to get this sorted, you know.
But overall, you'd be confident that the structures are in place, the facilities are there, so the building blocks for a better future are being laid.
Oh, well, that's it. That's it. Like, I mean, we've been at it for so long, and 4 years' time, we're 100 years old, so we haven't stopped yet.